Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
A little fun fact I found out this morning.
Bring it on.
80% of the pretzels in the United States are made in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Pretzelvania.
No idea.
I had no idea either.
Really?
The things you learn.
Yeah. Look at that.
That would have been good on Trivia Day last Thursday.
Right. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We missed it. We can't always.
Sometimes trivia hits you a little bit later, Kelly. Sometimes it does.
Is trivia really, does it have to be delegated to one day? No.
Every day I like learning a little bit.
Trivia is now every day with that HQ app that everybody's playing.
You still doing that?
Yeah.
I need to try.
Still haven't won anything.
Yeah, it was up to $10,000 last night. My daughter was so into it watching over my shoulder. I was out like on the third question last night.
It was tough last night?
Hard.
What, was it Golden Globes themed?
No.
Oh, okay.
But by the end of it, they had some $10,000 jackpot. The winners split like 20. They got $24 each. So, you know, you're, video, screaming, you're
like
so
that.
Excited.
Yeah.
You know, 24 bucks.
Yeah.
In the video, that woman winning $11 was our race. It's a great video.
I'm telling you.
11 bucks.
It's the fact that you can answer all 12 questions.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
There were over a million people playing last night because of that big jackpot.
Who knows, though, that you won? Is it just a? It's just.
I mean, you'll announce it and stuff, and then there's a leaderboard, and it shows you the weekly leaderboard. So you'll probably show up on the weekly if you win once, and then the all time.
You would think with some people playing, they'd have more money to give away.
Well, they're getting bigger.
Yeah, they're getting bigger right now. They don't.
It used to be up 1,000.
No ads or anything, so they're using their own money, right?
Yeah, but they'll be. I guarantee you, it's going to get up to like 50,000. Once they get.
So speaking of jackpots, someone won the $570 million.
Yeah. It wasn't me. I forgot to play.
Somebody where?
I didn't too.
Yeah. It could have been me.
Yeah, the lottery's off. Nobody.
One person.
Both of them were won over the weekend.
$1 billion given away and two people won it.
One in Florida, one in New Hampshire. And so congratulations. We're not jealous or mad at you.
I am.
We're jealous.
Yeah.
Not mad at you, but extremely jealous.
And a handful of people got all the numbers. Which is crazy how much you. I mean, you still
win a million,
but
it's nothing compared to what the big ticket wins. Now you can hang out with celebrities.
There you go.
Maybe you can finance a movie, and you'll be featured at the Golden Globes next year. Who knows? But last night was the Golden Globes, and this is the award show that basically gives you what's going to happen at the Oscars.
Yeah,
it's the more fun one. They do TV and movies.
Yeah, they're in a hotel, having a good time, drinking, all that good stuff. But a couple things happened before the show. Went down that went pretty viral.
Okay.
Debra Messing.
Now, this was awesome.
Debra not messing around. She was on the red carpet doing an interview on E, and she went hard.
We want diversity. We want intersectional gender parity. We want equal pay. And I mean, you know, I was so shocked to hear that E doesn't believe in paying their female co-hosts the same as their male co-hosts. I mean, I miss Kat Sadler. And so we stand with her. And that's something that can change tomorrow. You know, we want people to start having this conversation that women are just as valuable as men.
Now, Kelly, I know you're goody-goody and you hate altercations, but you're...
They make me very uncomfortable.
You're Juliana Rancic because she's the one doing that interview. Mm-hmm. You're on E. That's your network. You're holding the microphone.
Yeah.
And Debra Messing goes in on your network like that. Are you like, thank you so much, sister? Or are you like, oh, no?
Well, I'd probably get flushed with anxiety because I'm like, now what do I... I have to say something, but I still have to please my bosses. But, you know, what's getting overshadowed is Eva Longoria did the same thing with Ryan Seacrest, but because Debra did it first, Eva Longoria's kind of getting a little bit in the background. But this is going to be the best move of Kat Sadler's career. Quitting was the best thing she could have done.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that the story got out there.
Yeah.
She could have just quit and nobody said anything, but she quit and said why she quit. So she's going to end up landing... huge gig.
You're going to make an example, a good example.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, we're going to give you all the money.
But it was obscene how much money. I mean, she was making like $500,000. He was making $1 million a year. She's been there longer.
Who's making $1 million?
Jason, whatever the guy is, the co-star.
The guy with the cool hair and the suits?
Yeah. She's
Kennedy.
Been there, Kennedy. Jason Kennedy. She's been there longer because they're saying E pays, it's fair what E pays based on their experience. No, because Kat was there longer. And
she's good.
Yeah.
It took a lot of guts for her to quit because it could have played out the other way. I mean, she hasn't landed anything yet that I know of, but she will.
She probably will, especially when you know Debra Messing.
She might have a non-compete or something. She can't work for
it. She's got to wait for a minute. And then Kelly Clarkson. We all love Kelly Clarkson.
Aww.
She is us as a famous person. And she was being interviewed on the Golden Globes red carpet. and she caught a glimpse of Meryl Streep.
Let me help you down, Kelly, and then we'll see. What happened?
That's Meryl.
I thought you tripped.
That's Meryl Streep.
Oh, you saw Meryl Streep. My heart just dropped. I thought you tripped down the stair.
Oh, my God. Can I meet you?
There she is. I thought.
Can I meet you?
This is Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, my God. I love everyone.
See, I thought when she screamed for a moment, she was tripping down the staircase because it's steep.
Aww.
That's nice. It's nice to see famous people getting
Meryl
really
Streep
excited.
Basically patted Kelly on the head. Oh.
It's a Meryl Streep thing to do.
Can I meet you?
Sure you can. Pat.
She knows who Kelly Clarkson is, I guarantee.
Yeah, but it was just like, you sweet girl.
Sure, yeah. Bless her heart.
Calm down, sweetie.
Bless your heart, yeah.
Seth Meyers was your host, and he had a tough job.
Yeah.
Because with everything that's been going on in Hollywood, how do you go about hosting this whole thing?
He went right at it.
And he didn't waste time getting to those sexual harassment jokes.
Good evening, ladies and remaining gentlemen.
Oh.
It's 2018. Marijuana is finally allowed, and sexual harassment finally isn't. There's a new era underway, and I can tell because it's been years since a white man was this nervous in Hollywood. For the male nominees in the room tonight, this is the first time in 3 months it won't be terrifying to hear your name read out loud. They tried to get a woman to host this show. They really did. They said, hey, how would you like to come and be judged by some of the most powerful people in Hollywood? And women were like, well, where is it? And they said, it's at a hotel. And long story short, I'm your host tonight.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Those jokes were perfect.
Yeah.
But he didn't mention Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, yeah.
Or, what's his name? Kevin Spacey. Those are the two big names. Well, he ended up going at him.
Well, I think it's time to address the elephant not in the room. Harvey Weinstein isn't here tonight. Because, well, I've heard rumors that he's crazy and difficult to work with. But don't worry, he'll be back in 20 years when he becomes the first person ever booed during the In Memoriam. It'll sound like that.
Yeah.
Well, despite everything that happened this year, the show goes on. For example, I was happy to hear they're going to do another season of House of Cards. Is Christopher Plummer available for that, too? I hope he can do a Southern accent, because Kevin Spacey sure couldn't. Oh, is that too mean to Kevin Spacey?
Wow.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
And he looked like, you know, his delivery, he wasn't nervous saying, you know, going at these people. He's just sitting there.
He knows everybody there has his back when it comes to those two guys. Everybody there has his back.
Yeah.
There's not one person in there that goes, oh, that's too mean to Harvey. Or,
yeah.
But he does have Harvey living to be 85. We did the math. Harvey is 65 right now.
Harvey's not living that long.
And
very unhealthy man.
According to Seth Meyers, he's going to get to 85 and will be in the In Memoriam in 20 years.
They won't throw him up there.
We're going to save this, right?
Even in 20 years, whenever he passed away, they still won't throw him up there in a memoriam.
Nah.
No.
I don't think you earned that. James Franco stole something very dear, or something that could have been epic.
Yeah.
For last night's moment could have been this. And James,
I think he made the right choice.
I don't know. Maybe just give him a couple seconds. So James Franco won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for Disaster Artist. James plays Tommy Wiseau in the film, which is about this movie called The Room. If you haven't seen it, go see it.
Okay.
It's the worst movie ever made, but it's still enjoyable
to
watch.
It's a cult classic, right?
Yeah.
But Tommy's a real person.
Tommy is a real person. He's
not playing a character.
No. This is how he talks. Nobody knows where he's from, how old he is, where he was born, nothing. We don't know anything about Tommy Wiseau, but he invited him up on stage, and then this happened.
First person I have to thank is the man himself, Tommy Wiseau. Come on up here, Tommy. 19 years ago.
He tried to grab the mic.
No.
19 years ago, he was stuck in traffic from the Golden Globes. He said to his best friend, Greg, Golden Globes, so what? I'm not invited.
I know they don't want me, guy with accent, long hair, so I show them. I don't wait for Hollywood. I make my own movie.
And he did.
So he, first of all, cuts him off and goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then
does him.
An impersonation of him.
Well, he's standing right there.
That's great, though.
But, oh, man, taking a microphone from him.
Well, it's James won. It wasn't Tommy who won.
Tommy was actually trying to take the mic from James. Yeah. He was in the middle of his speech.
Yeah. But I still wonder what Tommy Wiseau would have said.
I'd rather see James Franco.
He'll have plenty of chances to comment after the fact.
Yeah, but it's not going to be at the Golden Globes. Like, I feel like he would have had, like, he had a speech ready to go.
I mean, they were on such a time crunch by the end of the night. They were, it wasn't fair. They let any big, you know, A or B lister get up there and just talk as long as they wanted. And then other people got cut off. It wasn't really.
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro was best director, told him to be quiet with, quiet with the music.
You know, Nicole Kidman started it off. She got up and won the first award of the night, talked for 10 minutes. It's like, Nicole.
Well, but there is no way they are going to cut off a woman who's winning for playing a domestic violence.
And it went on. That way all
Survivor,
night.
Yeah.
The violinist is about to start playing in the
first woman of the night. Yeah.
Let her talk. But yeah,
but that's what
gets
you end up
there.
With the people getting screwed on their acceptance speeches then.
Also, this was a weird moment. I respect him because he is a legend, but he's 101 years old.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas.
This was awkward.
He presented
he's 101?
101, and he looks every bit 101.
December, he turned 101.
And he presented Best Motion Picture Screenplay with his daughter-in-law, Catherine Zeta-Jones, at the Golden Globes last night. Let's see if you can understand him.
Catherine.
Yes, sir.
I can never follow you.
Why don't we say that here are the nominations?
Yes.
Yeah, we edited out a lot.
Sweet man. Yeah, he talked for a while.
We couldn't understand. It was sad.
And the audience was kind to him because they were doing what we do to grandma and grandpa when they get to 100. You just wait till they finish talking.
And you try your best to understand what they're saying, and you kind of smile and nod. Yes.
Well, you know, you never understand what they're saying, but you laugh after whatever they say because you know they're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough, yeah.
Makes you contemplate life.
I heard it.
I don't want to
like,
live.
Like, do I
want
to be?
No. I said the same thing to my wife. I'm
like, no.
He can't move his hands anymore, but he's still talking, and he seems to know what's going on.
You know, as long as your mind's good and your body. Yeah. But who's to say? Everyone, you know.
That's why I said 80 is my good
cutoff. Give me all my years. That's all I got to say.
Well, until you get to 80, you'll be like, wait a minute. I feel pretty good.
If I'm feeling good, I'll add another 5.
But do you want to be aware enough mentally to know that you like are peeing your pants?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be mentally gone
first? Rather know that.
You do want to know.
I'd rather know that.
I don't want to be able to make eye contact with the nurse changing my diaper.
And no.
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
You know, like, I don't want to
wipe myself and all that kind
of
stuff.
I just want to be crazy.
That's enough of that.
Okay. I would like to be in a nursing home and party.
I just want to be wild. Right. Right.
I want it to be like, I expect the nursing home to be like college again.
Yeah, it's exactly like
the dorm.
Go visit now. Get a little look-see.
The hookup. I hear it was kind of like
it. You a little protection.
We got to get to Oprah, though, because this was the big moment of the night.
Wow.
She became the first African-American woman to win the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award.
It was a rousing speech.
It was. Seth actually said it was a huge honor for Oprah to win.
Yeah.
She finished her acceptance speech with an inspirational message.
For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up. Their time is up. So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon.
Yes, I'll vote for you, the president.
And when that new day finally dawns, it will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say, me too, again. Thank you.
Boom, dropped the microphone.
And with that, everybody's expecting her to run in 2020.
Oh, man, she could.
And then her partner says she absolutely would. They asked Stedman, and Stedman's like, oh, yes, if the public wanted her to, she would.
I thought she said before she'd do more good out of the office than she would in.
Well, she has said
maybe
that.
She's changed her. Well, you're allowed to change your mind.
And maybe Tom Hanks runs with her as vice president, like Seth said during the show. That'd be good.
Larry?
I don't know which Larry.
She said Gail. Are you crazy?
Oh, double name.
Right.
That would be perfect. So we'll see. She hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a chance for you to go to Bonnaroo. How would you like to go out there and check out some great music acts? And Big Al Mac, have you talked to the ex-girlfriend recently?
My ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, have you?
Why?
We've texted every now and then, yeah.
Why?
Something up?
Is something up?
Is something up?
Why would you bring it up, Jason?
Yeah, why would you bring it up?
I'm just asking. I'm just asking a friend, like, what's going on in his life.
I was just wondering.
Literally, you just randomly thought to ask.
That's in the tea?
How about the gym girlfriend?
Now, that is a different story.
Oh,
okay.
So that's where you're going with that. Yeah. Okay.
So we're going into the girlfriend world.
All right.
We have a...
Did he drop a marble?
We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
20 minutes away from your first world problems. So if you have those, make sure you use the hashtag First World Problems Kid Nation. If you're putting that on Twitter or Instagram so we could find it. Or you could text us. Get it on ahead of time. Our phone number is 800-543-3548 if you want to text the show. It's the same one you used to call the show.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. That's how we roll right there. We also got a little love letters to Kelly coming up in just over an hour. Our Monday edition. And... we have a chance, a really cool chance for you to go to Manchester, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival is going to be happening June 7th through the 10th. I don't think the lineup has been announced, right, Jenna?
Tomorrow morning it's supposed to be announced.
It's going to be announced tomorrow morning. So that's when you will find out which artists you're going to get to see. But
This is fun. I've been to this.
Our producer, White Cheddar, seems to think that maybe Eminem is going to be doing that one as well.
Hmm.
Is he on the Coachella lineup? Usually the festival circuit.
Yeah.
There will be some similar acts across the board.
And Eminem doesn't tend to do the touring thing. He likes to do the festival thing. So if you're going to catch Eminem and you like the latest album or you're a big fan of his.
Is Bonnaroo kind of like Austin, South by Southwest?
ACL,
yeah.
It's like ACL or Lollapalooza. It's a 3-day festival.
It's like the other festivals.
Okay.
And this one's great. This one's my favorite. It's like a true music festival. True as in you camp, and I use baby wipes most of the weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
It's hot. You get dirty.
Yeah. Nice.
But it's not all
okay.
Sceney about the outfits like Coachella seems to be.
The one thing you don't want is rain. But even when it rains, you still see people having a blast.
Yes.
But it's summer, and it's still pretty warm, so it doesn't feel too cold.
I slept in a car.
You did?
Yeah, Holly and I went
a
few years ago. It was awesome.
But tomorrow morning, we'll tell you who's going to be there and how you can win your way.
Well, doesn't it sound awesome?
It does.
You slept in a car and I bathed with baby wipes.
It's not that bad.
All right, good.
Kelly, you were trying to buy some tickets to a concert coming up.
Well, I haven't started yet. Justin Timberlake is going to go on sale later this month. So I'm wheeling and dealing.
Yeah.
Apparently, American Express you can buy tickets for them first, and I'm not an American Express cardholder, so I'm trying to find people who are.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Thank you. Whoever can get me tickets.
What will you do for me? What can we, I'm trying to think, like, what you have to offer me that I would want.
I don't know. I don't think I have anything you want. you can think of something.
Well, Jenna needs dudes to do things around the house, so maybe she could borrow Alan for some duties.
He has enough. Believe me, he lets me know every day how he's carrying this household on his shoulders. Every day. Carrying this family on my back. Man.
Did he fix the leak?
Well, he couldn't fix the leak, but I mean, we needed to have a professional plumber come in.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, see, this is what happens. I am a homeowner. When something needs to be fixed, I fix it.
Yeah.
I don't put a Band-Aid on it and let the next person worry about it,
which
has happened to me now twice.
With this house.
So this was some valve. I don't, because you could tell once the roof started leaking, somebody's cut a hole here before because everything starts showing up.
Yeah. Oh.
So apparently there was a problem before, put a Band-Aid on it. They should have replaced the part. Yeah. Instead.
Yeah.
So we replaced this valve part. But you know what was causing the water?
What?
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not interesting. I'm going to tell you anyway. You know the body sponges that hang on the rope?
Yeah.
A body sponge, loofah.
Okay.
It's not like the stuff in the ocean. It's the poofy.
The one you used to like get your back?
Yes.
With the handle sometimes?
No. It's hanging
like mesh.
On a mesh. It's a mesh poof.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging on a little cord.
Yeah.
And you can hang it over something to let it dry out.
Uh-huh.
Well, our daughters were hanging it over the faucet of the tub.
Yeah.
Well, what was happening was when they were taking a shower, the water was splashing off the loofah, going up over, you know how they have that overflow hole?
Yeah.
At the bottom of it?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Well, this was going over the top of it.
Oh.
So the water was leaking in through the wall because it was splashing off that sponge, and that's where all the water...
A lot of water.
Was coming. I'm serious, right?
So the sponge.
So in a roundabout way, the kid's fault.
The water, well, not, that really wasn't, because that was just innocent. Yeah. But that, in addition to the bad valve, the water was splashing up from that sponge.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Take it out of their college fund.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's what you got to do.
But just a random thing.
So a cheap fix?
We don't know yet, because when Alan went to pay the plumber, he's like, I'll bill you. I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, that's bad news, I think.
Because you know why?
Why?
He don't want to look you in the eye when he tells you how much it is.
Because it'd be more than you expect.
Yeah.
But then we have to let the drywall dry out. So tomorrow they're coming to patch the hole that's in the roof. But it could have been worse, you know? It could have been a lot worse. The whole floor could have collapsed, you know? We caught it.
Yeah, it was someone in the shower.
Yeah, right? And Alan happened to be home, so, you know, the water could have been, it could have flooded the whole house, but he was there, so we were able to nip it in the bud.
So Alan saved the day.
Carrying the whole house on his back, the whole household.
Wait, where'd you go, Alan?
Hello, I'm Alan.
Way to be a hero, dude. Way to be a hero.
Yeah, he's a hero for being home.
Well, the heroes have to be at the right place at the right time, and that's what he was.
That's true.
Yeah. So Alan is a hero.
He is. He's my hero. Yeah.
The kids, not heroes.
It's not their fault.
Kids. Don't buy a house. Don't have kids.
No, we're daydreaming about...
I'm there.
Man, we're daydreaming about buying another house. We're just daydreaming, you know?
Like moving out?
Yeah, like building another house. I mean, not building, buying, because, you know...
Well, we've got more kids now.
Well, yeah, you know, you have to, like, what could we use? What do we not need?
I moved up to be by you guys.
Well, I would still stay in the same area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're over all the time, JC.
I just like knowing that you're there.
No room.
I like knowing you're there too.
Add another room or anything to the west wing.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, Big Al, how's the love going? The love life.
A lot of love. I mean, there's not a lot of love going on, but
I know you have been going to the gym.
I have gone twice.
And
hey, baby, you know what's got every. Journey starts with one step, or whatever they say.
Week, he was leaving early every day, like, I'm going to the gym.
Well, one day somebody did. Yeah, yes.
The people,
gets in the way sometimes.
The people that bug me the most at the gym are those that go all the time, and they get extremely judgy around this time of year when the newbies show up. And they get really judgmental, and they give them dirty looks. And it's like, you know what you're going to do is you're going to cause them not to want to come to the gym.
I love that people have this, like, newfound love at the beginning of the year for exercise.
Unless you're waiting for your machine.
Right. That's the problem. Unless they're not following, gym etiquette. But for the most part, it's like a lot of the times they're just looking, I'm like, oh, you're just taking up space. It used to be way emptier before. It's like, no.
Well, look, even if you've only gone 3 days this year, 3.5 days. Today is the 8th. So you've gone 40%, 30% of the days in the year so far.
Takes a month to create a new habit, Al.
But 5 months ago, I didn't meet this girl. I just spoke to this girl at the gym that works there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You did.
And I always pass by her office and the door is open and I kind of say, hey, you know, I just kind of smile. I don't even say hey. I just smile. And one day, I just kind of stuck my head in the door just randomly. Don't know the girl's name, or at least I didn't at the time. And I said, Hey, and then, you know, let me tell you something. In a year, I'm going to take you out. She kind of laughed. That's all I said. Didn't introduce myself, didn't find out her name, nothing. And so we talked about it on the air. It's kind of funny, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, then I kind of stopped going to the gym. I was doing some other stuff, so I'd see her less and less frequent.
Uh-huh.
So, you're making her want it.
That's what I was doing.
You laid the foundation, though.
Less is more.
Yeah, the foundation was laid down.
Yeah, yeah. So we kind of laughed about it. Some other people may have heard me talk about it on the radio that work in the gym. Hey, there's a girl over there. You going to say hi to her? And kind of making it awkward at that point.
That's right.
So this past weekend, though, and I hadn't seen her in a long time. And because I hadn't been to the gym a long time. So this past weekend, I said hi. And I may have said something else. I could just tell that she's over it.
Maybe
she started. I don't know.
What are the signs? Like, what did she do to make you think that?
JC, you can tell when a person is over it. I can tell. I mean, it's just a vibe. You know, it's just a...
She wasn't vibing.
She wasn't.
And it's a vibe.
Yeah, I just said, hey, how you doing? I'm like,
She wasn't overly friendly?
Yeah.
Maybe it was one of those days.
Did she have a ring on?
She admit no.
No.
She had been kind of friendly up to that point, but I could just kind of tell that you know, she wasn't smelling what I was stepping in.
Maybe keeping it with the half glass full.
Half glass full.
Maybe she's just upset that you haven't asked her out yet.
No, yeah. It hadn't been a year.
But maybe she can't wait.
Maybe she's discouraging him now.
Maybe she heard about the marble challenge.
Yeah.
No, I doubt it. But I could just kind of tell. So I think before it even materialized, I think my fantasy gym relationship may be over.
Really?
Well, you don't give up hope.
Yeah, don't give up. It's just one time.
Get yourself right in 7 more months. You can ask her out. Yeah. Whatever it is.
I felt before like my wife was over it, but turns out she was just feeling a little bloated and didn't want to talk to anybody. I was just
feeling a little bloated.
Yeah, she wasn't feeling good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I don't know. It's just
she could have a bad day at workout. I mean, that's where she works.
Right.
So it's not like she's just there working out. She's working. It could be a beat down for her.
Yeah. You're right. I should
probably get, not maybe, about you.
When are you going to the gym next?
It's not always about you.
When are you going to the gym next?
Probably tomorrow.
Bring her something.
Huh?
No. What?
Bring her something?
No.
Girls like stuff, something? I thought.
No.
Don't you guys like it when we bring it to the
No.
Now, again, let me say this. I've been out of the game for a long time, so I know how to play.
Bring her something.
What do you have in mind?
Yeah. I don't know.
Bring her something? No.
I saw that you didn't look like you were having a great day the other day, so I was thinking about you. Here you go. I don't know what you give him, one of those the healthy bars.
I'm getting the grimace face from Kelly Raspberry and
a protein bar.
And no.
Well, she works at a gym. You're not gonna bring her candy.
A guy gives me a protein bar. I'm like, mm.
And she's kind of an avid
healthy.
She's kind of an avid worker outer, from what I gather. Mm. Like works out a lot.
She probably wants you to.
And I don't. I've made it 25-30% of the year so far.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Baby steps.
I don't think that's a reason she wouldn't be into you.
No,
People would think that of me, and I'm like, no, as long as someone can be active,
yeah,
like wants to do the occasional activity on a vacation, they don't have to work out all the time.
Sure. So, well, if it's over.
If it's over, it's over.
Wow. That was fun, though.
That was fun?
It was fun. It was a good run. It was a good relationship.
No run.
Yeah. Sometimes relationships take their course out.
It was a good run.
So don't bring her anything, girls? You don't?
No.
Well,
I'm even in agreement on that. Normally, I'm a guy that likes to bring stuff.
Yeah, you buy girls you don't know jeans and flights.
The only upside for Kelly and I here is when a gift gets given back to you, then we get it.
Right.
Was that a first world problem? Big Al Matt can't get his girlfriend to commit to him at the gym? Not really.
Nah.
But we would like to hear from you, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a call if you have a first world problem. Now, Jenna, what if I don't know what a first world problem is?
Well, first world problem is something like, I have so many options to go for spring break, and I just can't make a decision on where I want to go.
Wow. That's a first world problem.
I feel like that's what you're dealing with right now.
Yeah, Jenna? That's what I'm dealing with right now. Yeah. And that would be a first world problem.
That's definitely a first world problem, and we'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
If you have a first world problem, we're the right show to call. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Look, we know you feel bad complaining about these things, worst things going on in the world. But that's why we do this segment for you. Get it off your chest. That way you feel much better.
Yeah.
And then we all get a laugh, so everybody's a winner.
It's a win-win.
From the text, I got a new car, but I have to drive around mouth breathing all the time because the new car smell gives me a headache.
Whoa.
Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah, how do you get rid of that?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the new car smell.
I love the new car smell.
But I think some people react. I was around a guy that had this cologne on the other day, and cologne was like so overpowering that it was giving me the beginnings of a migraine. Is that possible?
Yes.
Since you're allergic to someone's scent?
Yeah, yes. I would imagine so.
Well, fumes can make you sick, vomit, pass out, so why wouldn't
I? I like all the toxic stuff, though.
You do?
Like tar and gasoline.
I love gasoline.
Yeah, I like those smells. Why would someone's cologne make me?
Perfume triggers me. You guys were with it in Miami when my wife accidentally put on that perfume at the store at the hotel.
Yeah. Yes.
It gave me the worst headache all the way down to the brewery we were going to. Also from the text, my car gets such good gas mileage that I don't have a good excuse to stop in and get some good food from QT all the time. Hashtag first world problems.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Good old gas mileage.
Hey, shout out to the QT kitchen.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Sort of right. What's up, Amanda?
What's up? Oh, my gosh.
Hi. What's your first world problem?
Hi, y'all.
Hey.
My first world problem is for Christmas, my girlfriend and I got a 60-inch TV, and the box is too big to fit in the back of my Mercedes-Benz, so we have to make a second trip to go get it.
Man, you're having a rough day.
It's rough, I tell you. You guys are awesome. Love y'all.
Love you.
Love you.
Awesome. The struggle is real.
You got to get a bigger car.
Yeah.
That's the answer to that problem.
Yeah.
Or you need a friend with a truck at the party, or you win.
Yes.
But then all the friends with the trucks are the ones that are, like, trying to sneak out.
Well, that's
not
why
make eye contact.
You guys all, you, JC, Big Al, and Part-Time Justin all have trucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we
that's
do.
That's why you guys got to come through.
We come through.
For those of us with small, sporty cars.
I always come through. If you're up in the burbs, I come through.
Ooh, the burbs.
Well, I take care of the burb life.
Yes.
You can take care of Jenna in the city.
Yeah, I'll take care of
that. And now Justin's down there, too, so he can take care of that. So we got the whole city covered with our trucks. It's still a whooping, though. It's still a whooping. What up, Sydney?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing awesome. I hear you have a first world problem for us.
Yes. So I bought a $500 baby monitor. It tracks when she sleeps, when she wakes up, her sleep pattern. She's 7.5 months old, and now whenever light turns on, it's supposed to turn color. When the light turns off, it's supposed to go black and white. It no longer does that. It stays black and white. Hashtag first world problem. First
yeah, your expensive problem. Baby monitor is not working the way it should be as an expensive baby monitor. That sucks. That trash can I was going to buy you, Jenna, the automatic one.
Would you
I
have one your foot or something?
You just wave your hand in front of it and it pops open and then you drop it and it closes. Those things all start, they start working improperly.
Oh, yeah, you know what I use?
What? A regular one?
A Whole Foods bag.
Yeah, that's much better than mine.
I literally use a trash bag. For my trash.
Good, you recycle.
I don't have a trash can.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No, I mean, yeah. I throw it away when it gets full, and then I use another one. But thank you for not getting me a trash can.
Yeah, because now it just stays open and my house stinks.
I like keeping it. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I like keeping my trash bag small, so when it fills up, I take it down.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense.
Because a huge trash can, then I don't have much trash. So I'll leave it up there for like 2 weeks, and that smells bad. Yeah. A big can, you can, you know, with one person.
It takes forever.
And a big can. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need a big can. Jack.
No.
Regular size cans.
That's right. Don't leak. Don't need big cans.
Nope. Don't need.
Regular cans are cool.
Yeah.
Ruth.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. Hey. So you have some eye problems?
Yes. I upgraded to contacts from glasses, and now I cannot wear my expensive Ray-Ban prescription sunglasses when I drive, and I have to invest in a new pair. That's my first world problem.
Oh.
Dang.
Can't you just pop out the lip? No, that's too much.
I don't know.
I don't know that word.
It's worth it.
I don't want to mess with it.
Yeah. Might as well just go and invest in a new pair.
Yeah. But she's got the...
Come on, take the contacts out.
First world problem sometimes depresses me.
You know what? They're not calling to ask us to solve their first world problem.
No, they just want to vent.
We just want to listen. Venting. We just want to listen.
Oh, this one right here. I burnt my finger the other day while I was taking a pizza out of the oven. Now my iPhone doesn't recognize my thumbprint. So I have to type in the code every time. That's hashtag funny. First world problem.
Wow. That is a problem that's I funny. Didn't know. Yeah. Interesting.
Burnt your fingerprint off.
I must have burned it bad.
I'm still don't you have weak prints, Kelly?
I do.
Your phone does work though, right?
I don't use the thumbprint recognition.
Weak prints.
I do. I got rejected by the digital fingerprint office.
Yeah. Weak print Kelly over there.
Yeah. She can't use her global entry.
You know, that's what Kevin Spacey did in the movie Seven to get away with all of his crimes. He shaved off all of his fingerprints.
That was from... Didn't Bonnie and Clyde do that? I remember seeing that in a movie. Like, all the old criminals used to do that.
Yeah, all of his fingerprints were... I mean, he shaved his fingers.
Hashtag wear gloves.
But you don't have to shave it. You could just use super glue. I've read about that.
Well, back in the day, I mean.
It wouldn't have made for as good of a horror movie, JC.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can't always remember your glue.
Yeah.
Gloves?
But
glue?
You can wear gloves, too.
Hello.
Just gloves can be slippery sometimes, mm-hmm. unless you get the latex ones. But then you get that smell on your hand the whole day.
Leaves residue.
Residue.
How do you get away with
that? I hate that word.
Residue?
Residue.
I don't like residue.
I don't
because residue is never a positive. You don't ever have any good residue, right?
I know. Cheeto residue is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Doritos residue. You awesome like on it? The fingers. Yeah.
You still got to wash your hands after. Gets into your nails.
Hmm. My favorite commercial of all time is the one where you stick your finger in the hole with the Dorito residue, and then it comes out clean. And then it turns out somebody...
Ew, so gross.
You remember that one?
Oh. Yes, that's so gross. That's so gross. The guy on the other side looked it off.
Yeah. Ew. I only like my own Dorito Paul, not someone else's.
It got me to think, like, would I take that job? Because I really like that that's so much. So would gross. I take it? But I don't think I could because it's somebody else's.
Okay. No. Yeah. Okay, enough of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi. My first world problem is I'm a spoiled daddy's girl, and I lose his insurance this year in October, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
You have a job?
That's a problem.
Yeah, but they don't offer insurance.
Oh, man. You got a boyfriend?
I'm going to be. Yeah, but there's no insurance there either, so.
Daddy will help you figure it out. Daddy will help you figure it out.
Yeah, daddy will help you. He loves you.
I hope so.
And by daddy, we mean Big Al Mac.
Yeah. I mean, you're turning 26, I think.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. See?
I'm getting the boot, guys.
I'm so sorry, Aaron.
First world problem.
No, for real.
Yeah, you got to find your man.
Man, it really stinks the day you have to become an adult.
Yeah.
It really does.
Adulting does stuff.
And there's no going back.
Yeah. Wait, I got to pay my own insurance and my own phone? And my utility bills?
Mm-hmm.
Adulting is hard.
Oh. Yeah, kids want to grow up so fast. It's like, no, you don't.
No, you get to be an adult for the rest of your life. Yeah, you get to be an adult forever.
Oh, enjoy it. Live at your parents' house as long as you can.
Keep being a kid.
Mm-hmm. Move back in.
Stay in college for 7 years if you have to.
Oh, man.
Just enjoy the ride. Enjoy it, because it gets hard. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hello. What's going on with your first world problem?
Well, we're moving to a new, bigger house this Friday.
Nice.
And our current house has its separate laundry room, like a private one, door shut. I can keep whatever laundry in there. The new house, you have to walk through the laundry room to get to the garage. And we're going to have to walk in and out of it every day. So it's going to have to stay picked up and nice and clean. And hashtag first world problem.
I'm so envious of those people who are able to keep that laundry room perfectly organized.
I thought it was supposed to be a messy room.
I thought it was too. I mean, it goes from like on my body to off my body in there.
Yeah. My wife was cleaning it the other day.
It was clean to dirty, yeah.
Yeah, she was cleaning. I was like, what are you doing? That's the messy room.
Sometimes I do get undressed in the laundry room just to eliminate that step.
Oh, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
As you should.
Yeah.
From the text. I promised my wife I would stop drinking until Easter once the Saints lose the playoffs. Well, the Saints won last night. Sigh. Another week of drinking for me. Hashtag first world problem. Yeah.
Hey,
you'll survive.
Who that?
Yeah.
Who that nation moving on. Drew Brees is on fire, by the way.
Yep.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Doing awesome. What's your first world problem for us?
Well, it's finally cold in Texas, so I get in my car, I turn on my heater, my seat warmer, and my steering wheel is warmer, and now I'm sweating my expensive makeup off.
A little too toasty.
First world problem.
That is a first world problem for sure.
My heater works too well.
I don't have the steering wheel heater I've been
I do on the minivan.
I don't think I have
that. I'm telling you.
How do you not? My truck has it, and your truck is nicer than my truck.
This is the first car I've ever had that has it.
Isn't it so cool?
It's a newer thing, then.
What's the button look like? Maybe I do have an, I don't know.
It's on your climate section.
Yeah.
And it's on the top. And it looks like a little steering wheel. Just you push
it
up.
I'll go check it out.
I'll show you.
Casey will help you.
And then when you have it on, you can go back to the radio side. And then your little steering wheel is up top. So you could hit that bad boy real quick if you want to turn it off once it gets too hot.
Does your hand too hot?
Yes.
Yeah, it gets too hot. Oh, it's so cool.
It's like the one spot you wouldn't want to get too hot to touch, right? In the car.
Yeah, but you just, you know, because when you're freezing in the morning, I just love it. I love it.
It's only hot like at the 1 and 11. That's the hottest. And then the 12 o'clock feels warm.
Mm. Okay, maybe that's what
happens. So I found like every steering wheel is probably a little
bit
different.
Who knew you needed a heated steering wheel?
Oh, I know.
I mean, you live so long without it. So nice.
And the seats, too. The seats, you got to start at the 3 and then move down to 2 and then 1.
Yeah, because it gets too hot.
And then,
oh, gosh, I love a hot butt.
I do, but it gets really hot.
It's too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got that clean, so we're going to go ahead and see that. What up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I love you guys. I'm glad I got in.
Oh, we love you too,
Josh.
We are too. What's What's going on?
I have a water pick, one of the flossers for your teeth that shoots the water all over your teeth.
Oh, oh wow.
And, yeah, I love it because I have braces, but I have it in my bathroom, and it borders a wall on the outside of the house on both sides.
Oh.
So now every single morning when I go in for my room temperature water to spray on my teeth, it's actually just freezing cold water that I'm spraying on my teeth every morning, and it's horrible. Hashtag first world problem.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
I'm interested about this water.
Do we need this, or is this just better for braces?
Oh, it's good.
No, it changed my life. I mean, it's great for braces, too, but just the ease of being able to just shoot it in there, and it takes me, like, I don't know, 20 seconds to floss instead of 2 minutes.
Yeah, they recommended. We had these when I was growing up. I just remember spraying, and it went everywhere because it goes out in the mirror. I mean, you shoot water everywhere. It's a mess, right? Yeah, they recommend
them. You have to learn to keep your mouth shut and just let it dribble out. It's kind of gross. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of like using a neti pot, you know, where you just kind of dribbles out the other side. It's gross.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that.
You should. I mean, yeah, it's good for your, it's good. It's like flossing, but with water.
Can you buy those mouth vacuums?
Which one?
I've never heard
of
that.
Like they use the dentist.
I want that.
When they fill you up with water, then they're like, okay, now put your mouth around the hose.
I love that feeling.
All the water up.
That's a fun feeling.
I want that for at night because I hate when I drool on my pillow and then I wake up and it's all soggy.
You're a drooler?
Just sometimes.
Just when you're sleeping?
You want to sleep with the mouth vacuum?
Just only when I'm sleeping.
Just 8 hours every day.
It's not every time, but when I do, it's just, it feels like I'm in a swamp. So I would like to get rid of that.
Thank you for your first world problem.
We love you, Kid Nation. We'll get to them next week. If we didn't get to your first world problem this week, we got you next week. It's all good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got the showbiz top five here in about 20 minutes for you. We'll catch you up with what went down at the Golden Globes real quick. What's happening with all the other celebrities. There's other news going on, too. Love letters to Kelly. That's about 40 minutes away. And if you have a cat, real quick.
A cat?
A cat. Easy way to tell if your cat is in a good mood.
Okay.
Just look at its tail. If it's pointing up but slightly curled at the tip, she's happy and she wants to play. However, if she's sharply swishing her tail from side to side, that means she's not in a good mood and you should steer clear.
So it's the opposite of a dog.
I personally think if you have a cat, they're just not in a good mood.
Ever. So if the cat's wagging, it's miserable.
And not in a good mood. If it's straight up and kind of curled, happy.
Just floating around.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, somebody sent me a pic of this video of this older gentleman releasing a squirrel, a little baby squirrel, into the wild.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Apparently the squirrel was hurt, and he nursed it back to health, and this was the goodbye moment, so they were filming it.
Oh, no.
And he put it up on the tree, and the little squirrel got up there, and the old man's petting him and saying, it's okay, go. Go live life.
Go fly. Be
go be a squirrel. And the squirrel looks back at him like, really, Papa? Yeah. Go. And finally, when he stops petting him, this freaking cat comes out of nowhere, snatches the squirrel up, and you can just hear the squirrel yelping, and then they took it away.
Oh, no.
That's cats for you.
That's nature.
No, it's not nature. That's a jerk cat.
Nature.
Cats are domesticated. You should stay at home.
Wow.
Let an eagle take care of that.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. If a squirrel is a rodent, and if it's a little small one, cat's going to get it.
Yeah, I bet that cat left it in the house, too.
Oh, I guarantee you. All over the place.
Brought you a prezi.
Yeah. Somebody who was not at home this weekend was Justin.
Yes, hello.
Dude, you did something I have always wanted to do and have not done.
Yeah.
Kiss the guy?
No. No.
We can do that too. I'll show you. I went to Waco to hang out with some family because we don't get to spend time with each other during Christmas because we're with our other families.
Shout out, Bear.
So this
way, explain that.
It's too much family. You can't.
Well,
see
yeah.
Everybody.
So
yeah.
It's two sides. So I was with my mom's side of the family in
Got
Waco,
it.
Oh, and okay. then my dad's side.
The grandparents.
You're divorced.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I see.
No, but no, not divorced.
No grandparents.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're in Waco, and all my cousins are there, and we went paintballing. Oh my gosh, paintballing is so much fun.
We should do it.
It is so cool. I think we should all do it.
I've done it.
It hurts.
I had to go to the emergency room.
But for a quick second, why? What happened?
I was hiding in a bed of fire ants. I got 198 fire ant bites, and I swelled up like a balloon.
Yeah. Well, we could do an indoor one if you want.
It hurts when you get hit with those, though.
It's the same pain as if someone whips you with a towel.
Why don't we just do laser tag?
No, paintball. Because then that way you know you got hit. Like, oh, I'm out.
And all that splatter that. On you. Oh, it's so much fun.
Was it a lot
so
of fun?
Yeah, I was the first one to die every single time or get out.
Yeah. Did you have to wear some type of...
Armor?
Armor.
Just a face mask. Just a face mask and something to cover your ears. But that's it. Otherwise, you can get a jacket or you just get pelt right there in the skin.
Now, I heard sometimes... So they'll put you on a team with your family and then you got to face off against these like 15, 16-year-old dudes that are doing it every weekend and they have strategies.
Yeah, is that what you did? Skin.
Yeah.
Sure do. And they got like better guns than you have. Uh-huh. So as soon as they pull the trigger, it's like... Grrr.
Is that what they had?
Yeah, that's exactly what they had. And then the ones that you rent out is like a pop, 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 pop.
Wait, so people can have better guns than other people?
If you bring your own,
if you pay for one. There was this one guy who had like a $1,500 gun.
They got semi-automatic, you got a revolver.
Well, there's a professional paintball league, so they have to train. Unfortunately, they train against people like us that are going for the first time.
And you run out of paintballs, and then, of course, that they brought some extra ones with them in battle.
So they're
refilling. But it was so much fun. I think we should all do it.
Yes!
You know George would love to go. Yes! You would. Big Al. Jenna, you could do it.
I'll do it. Letting everyone know that it hurts.
It's a team building exercise. We could have a draft, like we have teams.
Yeah, I understand. I tried to get everyone to play sand volleyball.
I'm down with that too.
Yeah, there's just a problem. Like, we can say all these ideas, we just got to go do it.
Does team building actually build a team?
Yeah.
You know, because we've done some of these things before.
We do a lot of team building in here every
day. Sometimes it just gets us mad at each other. Like, when we're trapped in a little room.
There is no way I could see Kelly out there.
Hold on, when we did the what was it, breakout? Or
I don't know what it's called.
They locked you in a room. And
the Great Escape.
Yeah, and you have to figure out how to get out of the room and get these clues and stuff.
We broke the teams off into guys versus girls, and us guys got along, and we got out.
But the girls didn't even get along with each other when they got out of the
room. No, we got along.
We got along.
But then y'all kind of...
We just couldn't get out. It was just frustrating.
Yeah, they didn't get out.
We made the mistake of opening every clue.
Yeah.
Well, we did another team building where we had to do a fun day, and Kelly was not having it.
Mm-mm. She was not part of this. What was this one?
This was
like 27 million miles.
Big killer. Each of us had their own fun day. My fun day was, this is when I was into biking, ride around the lake, play some volleyball.
Yeah.
With the Dallas Mavericks dancers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. That was my fun day. That was my
fun
day.
After we just got off a bike ride.
We'll just give it up.
So the Dallas Mavericks dancers out there glistening.
Yeah.
And then our girls, we just got done with a 10-mile bike ride. We're kind of sweating.
Oh, my God.
But I thought it was fabulous. Kelly was not having it.
Uh-huh.
She kind of frowned and growled the whole time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was team building.
But now Kelly has a positive attitude because of Allie.
Look at me.
And that's what's great about those team building group things that you do, because you can find each other's strengths.
Yeah.
Those come out.
How do we build with paintball?
I guess whenever you're teamed up, you know, you got a leader.
You got a plan.
Yeah, someone's good at communicating on where they're going to be. Yeah.
You have to have a strategy on getting the other guys out.
Someone's got
to
go be a sacrifice and just go out and get hit by a whole bunch of paintballs. No, I could do that.
I'm hiding in that fire ant pile.
Yeah, definitely.
For the first round, we could play Hunt Justin, just so we could get...
That's not a fun game. No.
That's fun.
Yeah, we could play Hunt Justin.
Shoot Justin.
Just Hunt Justin.
No, you guys already shaved my head. We don't need to do that.
Yeah. Well, you lost a bet.
Oh, okay.
So I see.
I love how you reframe this.
But you know what, Justin? I say we bring that back, Al. The fun day.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So each of us has to come up with our own fun day.
Yes.
That's how it worked last time.
I can feel Kelly's misery emanating from her body.
Once a week or once every couple of weeks, we'd go out together and spend 2 or 3 hours that person's fun day.
Kelly, what was your fun day when that
we did a kickboxing class.
That's oh, right. Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
And then went for a Persian buffet.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fun.
Was it fun now?
Yeah, it was all right. Mine was more fun.
Oh, you can be all judgy.
Mine
was
more fun. Bike riding, hot chicks.
No, yours was fun because you had girls in bikinis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good old days, right?
Kickboxing would be fun, though. Let's do that, too.
We did that.
With guns. I mean, or paintballs. Paintball guns. Let's do that.
Kickboxing with paintball guns.
Yeah.
No, those are different. Those are different days.
You could add them all together.
On bikes.
Oh, on bikes would be fun.
Any idea what your fun day would be, JC? Any idea? I won't hold you to it.
Mine?
Yeah, for the group.
If I could get playing football at Jerry World, would be cool.
Oh yeah,
with all of us.
With all of us,
a little flag football.
Yeah, that would be fun. Kelly, how do you feel about that one?
That's fine.
Like if
Kelly, you'll like mine.
Well, amateurs.
I don't play. I mean, that's fine. If that's
Kelly doesn't like
you, what am I supposed to do?
Kelly's not a big fan of activity.
I like all the sports stuff, so I'll be a good sport for your guys. But my fun day would consist of everyone just like going home and doing their own thing after work.
Participating.
Just a regular old day.
No, Manny's and Petties.
That would be fun.
I've never had a Manny or Petty.
Everyone pays for their own.
I mean, it doesn't have to be something active. It just has to be team building.
Oh, there's
or we can all go shopping.
Who's going to pay for what?
Well, we all just go together.
No, that's you trying to get free stuff again.
Well, oh, I also, when I was there, I went to Chip and Joe's Magnolia.
Oh, how was it?
It was cute. It was
Chip
like
and
a little.
Joanna's.
Yeah, it's called the Magnolia, right?
What was it called? Oh, I've gone blank.
Yeah.
Magnolia Market?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. Anyways, it was like a Pottery Barn. Cute. It was like very outdoorsy, leaves and candles and stuff.
What'd you buy?
It was cute. No, nothing. $22 for a candle. That was the cheapest thing in there. No.
Yeah, no. They
you didn't get a little overpriced.
You didn't get somebody to buy you something like you did with the mirror?
No. I didn't.
God wasn't
sad.
Speaking to anybody
no,
that day.
God
was it? Yeah, you still are pretty lucky for all the free stuff you've gotten lately.
Right. That mirror almost broke last night. Roommate got really excited and slid in the hallway and fell into the mirror. And
excited about the Golden Globes?
Something about that, yeah.
She had a slide tackle?
She just was in the hallway and she slid and hit the mirror and she fell down hard, went boom. And the mirror came falling down too. I was like, oh no, the mirror! And she got up real quick and caught the mirror. I was like, oh my God, I was so more worried about that mirror than I was you. Right. Thank you for catching it. So she caught the mirror.
Oh, no.
That's all good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
From the text.
Yeah.
JC didn't mention Coco winning last night. Well, it was Kelly's showbiz top
five.
Yeah,
it was just too much going on.
So I would like to report right now that I'm happy Coco won.
Best animated.
Yeah, best animated. What threw me off a little bit is that the director and most of the people working on the film were white. And they had to talk to people back in Mexico. I read up on it afterwards.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so they had to learn about the culture. It wasn't like it was a Mexican director.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty cool. They did a great job with that movie. Seriously, it is the best animated movie I've seen in, I'd say, ever.
Hmm.
Oh. It really is that good. And I'm a big fan of Frozen, too, so.
All right. Saying a lot.
We're getting a lot of questions today, like, are we going to get Rantberry this morning? Well, we have a perfect segment for that, because if Rantberry comes out, she usually comes out during Love Letters to Kelly.
People want that?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, they're entertained by it.
Rantberry is, that's what it is. You're very entertaining when you rant.
Yeah, ask my husband about that. I don't think he finds it as entertaining.
Did you have a rant this weekend?
No, not that I know of. Mm. I forget those things.
You move on.
I move on.
Yeah.
But he remembers. So we got to ask Alan if we want to find out about
him.
It. Okay. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, though, you go to kidnation.com. That's where we pick them off, and then we put them on the show. We do it Mondays and Wednesdays. So here's your first edition this week of
Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been together since high school, and we married right after we finished college 5 years ago. Our business has blessed us with a comfortable lifestyle and allows her to stay home with our two kids. Organization has never been a strong suit for my wife. In fact, she's pretty messy. The house, her car, every aspect of her life lacks organization, and it's starting to affect our marriage. Lately, we've been fighting more because of the constant messy condition the house is in. I try to help out when I can with dishes and sweeping, but always find myself getting aggravated that I have to do these things after working 60-plus hours per week. Her excuse for not cleaning is that she's always been this way, and that I should have noticed before we were married. Mm. The fact is that I knew she was messy back then, but I thought she'd grow out of it someday, as most do. How can we keep this petty issue from hurting our marriage further, Greg?
You hire somebody.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
They have professional organizers that can get everything started off on, you know, a clean slate. And then you hire a maid to come in maybe once a week, maybe twice a month. But if you've got this comfortable lifestyle, you
well, if it's you can something spend money
this
on.
Could be, this could cause so much tension in the family. And unfortunately, she's not as clean as you would like. but that doesn't make her a bad person. Mm-hmm. So let's just start with a clean slate. There are, Google it. There are so many professional organizers who will come out. They'll give you all these cute little pretty containers. And once you start with a clean, because she might be just overwhelmed. Maybe it's to the point where she doesn't even know where to begin. So she shuts down and does nothing.
Yeah.
I get in that position sometimes mm-hmm. where I'm paralyzed because I'm overwhelmed. But then once you get going, man, I went out and I bought some new containers for my pantry this weekend and I just couldn't get organized fast enough. I'm in cleaning mode right now. New year. Stuff. So that's what I would suggest is fork. If she's not going to change, fork over the cash, start with a clean slate, and then have help come in.
And I'm her in my relationship. Mm-hmm. My wife's the one that gets mad at me because she's a clean freak. Mm-hmm. And I tell her that that's just how I am. We don't mean to make you mad. Honestly, she's not trying to make you mad.
Just how you are.
She literally is that way. And we try sometimes and we'll take out the trash and we'll try to clean here and there, but then we revert back. So go easy on her because
it doesn't bother. Sometimes people that aren't organized, it doesn't bother them like it does type A organized people.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not a type A, I don't think at all. And I can live with some mess, but when it gets to the point where I get where I can't breathe, it's like I cannot walk in this room.
Yeah,
it
like hoarders.
That's when you clean. You got to wait for it to get bad.
Well, no, I don't have to wait for it to get that bad.
But
I
just want, you don't want
I can
it
let
like
it go
way.
For a while. Yeah. But then after a while, it's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
This is okay.
Yeah.
I gotta wait till you got to be kidding me stage.
Yeah, no, that's not a good place to live.
I know. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a very young lady. I'm only 20. But I'm
okay.
Okay.
But I met this very nice 21-year-old man. He is perfect. But it's his ex that is the problem. Oh, she's pregnant with his kid.
Oh.
But she's also my ex-best friend.
Oh.
She won't let go of him. She is an unfit mother, doesn't have a GED, a job, and she is around bad people. We have talked about it and finally come to the conclusion that if she puts his name down as the father, he will fight her in court.
But he is the father.
He is the father, yeah. He needs to put his name, by the way. Deep down, I just want to take the kid from her now. But I'm not really ready to be a mom. She always tells him she still loves him, and when he goes with her for the ultrasound, he asks me to go too. I say no because it's just too weird to be there with them.
I wouldn't go.
Kelly, should I be worried about this relationship? Should I move on, or am I just being crazy? Taryn.
I'm going to tell you to move on.
Oh,
she's not going to listen to me. This is the thing with 20-year-olds. She's not going to listen to anything I say. So I'm going to tell you to move on. You're not. And then, you know, write me back next year when it's even a bigger mess.
That's why we instill bro code.
You're not ready to be a mother. You're not ready for this relationship. Why would someone volunteer to walk into this relationship? You have no obligation to anybody.
Yeah. Right.
That's not your kid. That's not your husband. That's not, you have no obligation.
Agreed.
At all. This is your time to cut bait and
walk
run,
away.
Right?
Yeah. Be 20. Be a 20-year-old.
Why would you sign up for this kind of drama? Volunteer
run
for
away.
It.
Right.
Because I love him. No, you don't. No, you don't.
There's another one.
You're so infatuated. And he doesn't want to put his name down? Does he not know he's the father? That's one thing. You get tests, you find out if you're the father. If he's not the father, then there you go. But then you still got this girl nagging you all the time, and she's in your life. Why would you sign up for that at 20 years old?
Guess what?
Crazy.
This will be forever if you get into this situation. Forever.
Don't. Just please, if you value my opinion at all, it's going to be hard, and you're going to cry on your pillow for a few weeks. But then you're going to meet somebody else. I promise. Mm-hmm.
So many people out there
that doesn't have this type of drama and baggage.
That's rough,
yeah.
Man.
Please listen to
me. You'll find a dude that didn't get your ex-best friend pregnant, for sure.
You think?
For sure. I'm 100% sure you will find that guy.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years. It's always been a long-distance relationship. It's great, and we're ready to move forward and start a life together. The problem is neither of us will budge on making the move to the other city.
Well, then there you go.
I live in his hometown with his and my families, and that's where I want to be. I have a great job, great opportunities here. He moved away before we met to a larger city for work and more opportunities, and he's doing well, too. Our future together will require one of us to totally uproot and start over. This has huge implications for our careers and friendships. The problem is that we can't even talk about it without fighting. It's like, I'm sorry, it feels like no matter what we decide, one of us wins and the other loses. Please right. help from Ashley.
Well, you got to break up. Because you're going to, if you yep. move to where he is, you're going to resent him.
Yep.
If he moves to where you are, he's going to resent you.
Yep.
And this is just not a good situation. If nobody's willing to bend, this is not a great match.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you look at it like someone's losing,
yeah, like
you could be winning.
Yeah, exactly. This is not a good match. Now, why have you been dating him long distance for 2 years? Because you like that independence. It's fun to look forward to seeing somebody. Or it's your excuse for not going out there and meeting somebody who's available and right there for you. I mean, look at why is this relationship working? Because it doesn't sound like it's working to me.
Well.
But why do you think it's working?
On the flip side, we met a girl in Miami, right? Where were we? She came into the restaurant, the sushi restaurant, sat down, and we got to talking to her. Reza, whatever.
Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Her family vacation in Mexico.
And she and her husband live in two different cities. That's the way they live.
Okay, that works for them.
And then she hung out with you the whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that really, and if that works for them, that's great. Does that work for everybody? Do you really want to be in a relationship with someone that you never see?
No. I think it says a lot about your emotional unavailability.
It does.
You can only date long.
I need hugs and stuff.
Yeah, so I need touching.
If he's not willing to move and you're not willing to move, then there you go. What do you want me to do? Tell you he has to move. Well, he's not going to listen to me.
No.
And I tell you, you have to move. Go ahead. If you really think he's the one, then you swallow your pride and be the one to pack up and move, because he's not going to do it. And maybe it'll work out, but my feeling is it won't. So your decision is this. What's her name?
Ashley.
Ashley, you have to be the one to move.
Mm.
And
Ashley,
if you don't do it,
move.
Then break up. That's your two options.
There you go.
There you go, Ash.
You want an option? That's your option. There you go, Ashley.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I got a short one.
A short one?
Mm-hmm. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 25-year-old female who works full-time and is currently going to school full-time. I love Transformers, animals, anime, and of course my family.
Awesome.
The thing is, I'm scared, Kelly. I'm scared that I'm not going to find the right one. I'm scared that I'm going to end up alone.
What?
Should I keep doing what I'm doing by focusing on my school and work and let God lead the right one into my life? I would love some advice. Thank you so much, Ash.
Yes, Ashley, you're only 25. You're fine. You pursue your passions and the things you love, but maybe do it more in like a group setting. I don't know if there's a Transformers club or something. But I mean, keep doing what you're doing. There's no rush. Are you just going home every day? Are you literally just sitting in your room on the computer? I don't know what you're doing.
Like, you would say that for people like us that are single, that want to meet people, you have to put yourself in situations, right?
You got to
get out of it.
And if you don't want to leave your house to go sit in a bar, you don't have to do that. You can swipe. Let me tell you, everybody's online dating right now. There's no shame in it anymore. It used to be an embarrassing thing. Yeah. People would lie about where they met because I don't want to admit I met somebody online. Everybody's doing it. So get out there. Put yourself in a position to have love enter your life. Yeah. Then again, you're only 25. You're really okay.
And she sounds like a dream girl to a lot of guys out there.
Yes. Yeah, there are guys out there that have those exact same interests.
Oh, yeah. We had a guy here that would have married you in a second.
Yeah. Sight unseen.
Just based on those things alone right there. Anime. The anime's cool. If you have a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to KidNation.com, write us, and hopefully we'll get it on the show when we do it again on Wednesday.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.